Sea Town is one of the 13 towns that make up Bazo Clan. Locals here say hundreds of men with heavy machinery have been working in the area around here for months, cutting down and hauling away trees. Until now, no one has been able to find out who is heading the operation. The Community Land Development Management Committee, CLDMC, through its chairman Eamon Vonzia, says it has not been informed as to who is the owner of the farm and for what purpose such a huge portion of land is being cultivated.
The area of the people perishing, almost close to 600 manpower have breached, and they got roughly about 5 power saw failing. Our people say for built to away. So as a CLDMC chair, I don't know who owns that farm. That area is one of the reserves for us for tomorrow.
Vonzia says there has been no meeting held with the community in keeping with the new land rights law of Liberia, and none of the rules have been followed.
That land is reserved for everybody. Everybody got equal right. So when one person can come and take huge quantity and plant land culture, what will become of the other generation? The land rights are also provided that one person is not entitled to more than 25 acres of land. We should know the type of farm, because in terms of council, somebody can plant left country that will fear a benefit for the community.
After many inquiries, ELBC Radio was able to confirm the farm's owner is Bill Twawe, managing director of the National Port Authority. Twawe did not respond to requests for comment, but Samuel Twawe, elder brother to Bill, confirms he Bill owns the farm and is funding the clearing for his family.
Some part of last year, our brother Bill Twawe, he came and told us that he wants to make farm for each and every one of us. He said whenever we make the farm and it's burned, then each of us are going to put rice there. After harvesting, then we plant some live tree, but he never disclosed which of the live tree he going to plant.
That has angered local leaders like Vonzia.
The information coming say the fine is for the president. That will get me scared, because when I sit here and I report the issue, I'll be here in contact with my other people before electing me to know the today activity of the land. Why is unfolding the land?
Baba Boto, town chief of Sayatan, another in the clan, says Twawe has never met with the community to tell them how he acquired the land.
The farm that they're talking about already, but when I leave from here, when I go there, when I talk it, they say it's for Bill. So no other way for us to put more there. So they call them PP people their name. The PP people, the commissioner, the clan chief, the Panama chief, supposed to talk before we can follow them.
The issue of land rights is very sensitive in this area. Bazo Clan recently got a certificate from the Liberia Land Authority confirming that it will conduct a survey to decide on the boundaries of land that will be given to the clan on a customary land category. Residents of the area are afraid that the confusion over the alleged Twawe's cocoa plantation might undermine the process. Chief Sammy Huyega is the clan chief of Bazo Clan. He says he heard about the farm, but his office is yet to be informed officially.
I heard that they are making farm here and that the farm is for Bill Twawe. That's why I have asked them to write my office. If they do not write my office, I'm going to inform the paramount chief.
Jerome Vanja Colley is the customary land rights officer at the Liberia Land Authority. Vanja Colley explains the term customary land.
Land owned by the community that people stay on over 50 years and have controlled such land using their customary norms and practices, knowing their boundary recognized by their neighbors. That land is considered customary land and exclusively owned by the community members.
Mr. Vanja Colley says transferring customary land is prohibited without conducting confirmatory survey.
You cannot conduct or transact any business in terms of transferring interest in any portion of that land until you conduct confirmatory survey to know the total size. This is the reason. If you do not know what quantity of land you have and you begin to dish out, you're putting yourself at risk, number one. You may be encroaching on other farming areas. That's two. You may also be encroaching on other land on the border.
The customary land rights officer says the law of adverse possession does not apply to customary land.
The law says anyone wanting to go and seize customary land because they have some money that will amount to wanting to use adverse possession as a right to own that land. That cannot apply to customary land. The criminal conveyance law says if you take land that you know does not belong to you by some fraudulent means, you have committed criminal conveyance.
One cannot tell what the community will do next. One thing that is clear here is that they want Twawi to give back their land. This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the American Jewish World Service. The funder had no say in the story's content. This is Eric Obaduo, EABC News, New Yapatan, Riverside County.